More proposals also help people understand what happens when their insurer owns their doctor, pharmacy, a PBM, and if that is driving value and unaffordable costs for the system. Five bills and proposals look to reduce what patients and employers pay for medicines through transparency and competition. And lastly, a number address incentives for consolidation in federal healthcare programs. At our bipartisan hearing last month, we heard a story about a senior from Ohio with painful arthritis. The cost of her annual steroid injection increased from $30 to $1,400 because her office clinic reclassified as a hospital department, even though it was the exact same service with from the exact same provider in the exact same building. Today, patients and Medicare pay more at hospitals than outpatient centers or physician offices for the same services.